the gay Cake Roy steps up a gear this morning as it goes to court. The Equality Commission have taken Aisha's Bakery to court after it refused to bake a cake promoting gay marriage. Our reporter Nick Lewier is at Laganside Court, where we can go live to hear from Aisha's General Manager Daniel MacArthur, who is waiting to speak.
Aisha's Baking Company is and always has been willing to serve any and every customer who comes through our doors. We love serving people, and our problem with producing the cake we were asked to make last year was with the message, not the customer. We just didn't want to be forced to use our creative skills to help endorse and promote a campaign message that went against our sincerely held religious beliefs. We're just trying to be faithful to the Bible. We think it is wrong to use the laws to force anyone to say something that they oppose and hope that the court will take the same view. There are obviously big issues at stake, not just for us, about things like freedom of conscience and freedom of expression. It's not easy for us being in the middle of this. We wish it hadn't happened. But I would like to thank all our friends and family, and Christians from all over the British Isles and beyond, for their prayers and their support. We have been truly humbled by the support we have received from people from all walks of life. Tuesday's public meeting showed the scale of public support, and we were so thankful for that. We don't know what the outcome of the case will be, but we do know that God is faithful, and we place our trust in Him. Thank you.
What about last minute mediation? Would you go on, Danny? Last minute mediation?
Okay, that's Daniel MacArthur there, Stephen, the general manager of Aisha's Bakery, and his parting words to the media gathered outside Laganside Court in Belfast. Now, also standing beside me is Simon Calvert. You're from the Christian Institute. Simon, you're supporting the family in this case. How confident are you as you go into court here this morning?
Well, we obviously think that they've got a very good case. We know that in the court of public opinion, I think the court of public opinion is clearly on their side. We have to wait to see now whether the court of law will take the same view. The judge will hear the evidence, she'll consider the law, and she'll make her ruling in due course. We'll just have to wait and see.
The family, what have they been saying to you this morning? You have been in close contact with them before they arrived in court.
Well, they are amazing people. I mean, they're under all of this pressure, which would make anybody feel nervous. But as you hear from them, they have a great confidence in God. They're very grateful for all the support that they've received. It's a very, very difficult thing to go through, to be in a court of law, to have your business scrutinized in this way, to have your values and your morals and your religion scrutinized in this way. And, you know, clearly that's very taxing for them. But I have to say, being up close to them, it's a privilege to watch them. It's humbling to see how gracious they are under pressure.
Well, you were saying you had a lot of support, but obviously you have your detractors, and there is equally a support on the other side of this argument.
Yes,
to say, do you know, you're wrong.
Oh, yeah, of course. There are two points of view. That's right. We respect that. But what this comes down to is whether whether one side should be able to force the other side to espouse its views. And I think most people think that that's just wrong.
Okay, Simon, thank you very much for speaking to us. Stephen, as you know, that this is a very high-profile case, one that has prompted much debate here and further afield. The Northern Ireland Equality Commission, just to sum up, is taking the case against the family-run bakery on behalf of a gay rights activist customer whose order was declined. It says the business is in breach of equality legislation. This standoff between the Equality Commission and the bakery started last May when the order was refused. Now, initially, the Commission asked the bakery to acknowledge it had breached legislation and offer modest damages to the customer, but Aisha's refused and has now ended in court. Now, you heard the words of Daniel MacArthur there, and he has previously accused the Commission of pursuing and hounding his family and has characterised the legal battle here as a David against Goliath encounter. This case is expected to be heard over 2 days, Stephen, so we will soon find out if the outcome mirrors the biblical battle the family are comparing it to.
Okay, Nicola, thank you very much indeed. And obviously, that's the very latest, literally outside the court this morning.